Let's shift to the science desk, where we have a genuinely remarkable cluster of discoveries this week. I'll say up front that this segment reminds me why I do this show. Sometimes the daily grind of politics and markets needs to be interrupted by the universe reminding us it's doing something interesting. The Perseverance rover has found what scientists are describing as the most robust organic carbon yet detected in Mars's Jezero crater. This is the rover's primary mission objective, understanding whether Mars could have supported microbial life, and finding complex organic carbon compounds in ancient lake sediments is as close to a positive signal as the mission has produced.
The important context here is what organic carbon means and doesn't mean. Organic molecules, compounds containing carbon bonded to hydrogen, are necessary preconditions for life as we understand it, but they're not sufficient evidence of life. They can form through purely abiotic geochemical processes. What makes the Jezero finding significant is the complexity and concentration of the organic compounds detected. The more complex and concentrated organic molecules are in an environment that also has evidence of ancient liquid water, the more interesting the astrobiology case becomes. The actual definitive test requires bringing the samples back to Earth, which the Mars sample return mission is designed to do, budget permitting.
The black hole event horizon detection is a different kind of discovery. Scientists have for the first time detected what they're calling the fingerprints of a black hole's event horizon, direct observational evidence of the gravitational effects at the boundary beyond which light cannot escape. General relativity predicts these effects with extraordinary precision, and we've had indirect evidence from gravitational wave detections and the Event Horizon Telescope images. But detecting the specific gravitational imprint of the event horizon itself is a new level of confirmation of physics that was theorized by Einstein more than a century ago.
The Nature study finding cosmic structures 10 times larger than our models predict is the one that should keep cosmologists up at night. Our standard cosmological model, called Lambda CDM for cold dark matter, predicts a certain scale of structure formation in the universe based on how matter clumps under gravity after the Big Bang. If structures exist at 10 times the predicted scale, that's not a minor parameter adjustment. That's a fundamental challenge to the underlying model. The history of cosmology is full of moments where anomalous observations eventually forced major theoretical revisions, and this could be one of them.
For context, the largest structures in the universe under current models are filaments and superclusters of galaxies spanning hundreds of millions of light years. 10 times that scale would be structures spanning billions of light years, which starts to become comparable to the observable universe itself. The implications for how we understand large-scale structure formation, dark matter distribution, and potentially even the validity of the cosmological principle, the assumption that the universe is roughly the same in all directions, are profound.
Closer to home, archaeologists have discovered an intact Maya city in the Mexican jungle that appears to have never been disturbed or excavated. LIDAR remote sensing technology has revolutionized Maya archaeology over the past decade. It uses laser pulses from aircraft to penetrate jungle canopy and map the structures beneath. The ability to identify sites without physically clearing vegetation means researchers can locate, assess, and plan excavations far more systematically than the old-fashioned approach of following rumors and machete cutting through jungle. An untouched Maya city is an extraordinary resource because the stratigraphic layers, artifact placements, and organic materials are all in their original context.
The Homo naledi discovery is equally striking from a paleoanthropology standpoint. Protein analysis of 23 teeth from South Africa's Rising Star Cave found no male genetic markers. All known Homo naledi specimens in the cave appear to be female. Homo naledi is already a peculiar species, small-brained by human standards, physically capable of both tree climbing and bipedal walking, with a geological age that put it contemporary with more cognitively advanced human species. A burial site apparently containing only females suggests either deliberate sex-specific burial practices, which would imply significant cognitive and social sophistication, or a rare genetic phenomenon. Either interpretation is scientifically extraordinary.
The Pentagon launching a $200 million program for battlefield quantum sensors sits at the intersection of the science and defense segments. Quantum sensing uses quantum mechanical properties to detect things like magnetic fields, gravitational variations, and chemical signatures with sensitivity far beyond what classical sensors can achieve. In a battlefield context, quantum sensors could detect underground tunnels, submarine positions, or chemical weapon signatures at distances and sensitivities that would constitute a significant military capability jump. The $200 million is seed funding. The actual deployment timeline for operational quantum sensors is likely a decade or more out. But the commitment signals DoD has moved past theoretical interest to program-level investment.